64 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. The market's mostly lower overnight, although they have come back here just a touch, but still trading on the red side here this morning, continuing to see mostly a drier forecast. This past weekend, a lot of planting progress still occurring in some parts of the Corn Belt. Looks fairly dry until we get into that Wednesday time frame. The exception of that, of course, is going to be as we move to the eastern part of the Corn Belt. More rain moving through that northwest Ohio area this morning, southern Michigan, late afternoon yesterday and in through this morning. So those areas continue to struggle with planting progress. We'll have crop progress out this afternoon, probably show us our biggest weekly jump we've had in crop progress here, with a lot of areas going last week. Looking for corn to be 80 to 85% planted. That compares to 67% last week. Looking for beans to be right around 60% planted. That compares to 39% last week. We'll also have our first crop condition progress update here this afternoon. So the market will be paying close attention to that. Expectations for that vary widely, anywhere from 50 to 60% good to excellent. The five-year average on that is 73%, so likely we're going to be well below that, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. So crop progress this afternoon, USDA report out tomorrow, which will be an update on supply demand. And most likely the USDA is going to adjust production, both for corn and soybeans, lower. The question is going to be how conservative the USDA gets, and I'm sure the market will debate that pretty widely tomorrow morning. That's at 11 a.m. Central Time. Otherwise, news continues to be fairly quiet. Otherwise, we did see Mexico and the United States come to an agreement on to avoid tariffs here today. The market has not had much reaction to that, with the exception of the livestock markets a little firmer. Of course, they sold off late last week in case there was a tariff starting today, but that's turned around to the positive side here this morning in terms of livestock reaction. But the grain markets have not had much sway based on that Mexico-United States pact over the weekend. We do have July corn at 413.5. That's down 2.25. September corn at 422, down 2.25. Deese corn at 431.75. That's down 2 cents. July soybeans back to unchanged at 856.25. August beans 862.75. That's down 0.25. November soybeans at 883 unchanged. July Chicago wheat 499.75, down 4.75. July Kansas City wheat at 446.25, down 2.75. Quick check of the livestock markets. June cattle 107.65, up 72. August feeders 137.67, up 42. And June hogs 78.82, up 17. So with crop progress tonight, Brian, and USDA report tomorrow, a lot of numbers for the trade to digest, and we'll see what they pick out of those reports here over the next few days.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a good day. Thank you.
Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD1 and HD3, Urbana.